I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Two identical dragon forms perch on opposing partitions, fiercely snarling at each other. These large ceramic forms are glazed a deep blue, accented with a brilliant turquoise. These creatures were referred to as Da Wen, or great-mouthed things. Crouching with their heads low to the ground, bodies arching forward, and tails curling high above their heads, the Da Wen look ready to pounce. Scaling the backs of the Da Wen are two smaller yellow dragons. Clues from Ming Dynasty art can help explain the purpose or meaning of the anonymous sculptures created around 1550 to 1650. It is believed that the dragon pairs can summon clouds and make rain. These dragons perched on a roof, protecting it from a fire. During the Ming Dynasty, a bourgeois class formed and took interest in the arts. They particularly favored the decorative arts, which can account for the trend towards highly decorative sculptures like the pair of dragon forms. It was during the bourgeois period that decorative dragons became so popular in Chinese art, leaving the world with fiercely expressive pieces like this.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Sydney Bartell for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.